As we reflect on the news from the competition tribunal that schools in South Africa can no longer force parents to buy their child's uniform at a specific retailer or supplier, I want to draw your attention to school bag donation drive to get bags to less privileged children and to get a lot of that stationery in those bags and give it to children who are in need. This morning we chat to Hands of Love and we chat to the digital designer and co-founder Catherine Fassfeldt at Hands of Love. A very good morning to you, Catherine, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi Zane, thank you for having me.
What inspired Hands of Love and your idea of I've Got Your Bag campaign?
So I've always had a heart just to help people, and a couple of years ago, a friend of mine got me involved in different types of charities. But I got to a point where I just realized, you know, why am I always waiting for other people to do things when if I see a need, I can actually do something about it? So that's kind of what inspired me to start Hands of Love. And the I've Got Your Bag campaign was just chatting to a friend, and we were speaking about how some kids in our country are walking kilometers to school, even on dirt roads, with a plastic bag full of books. And we know how heavy those books can be because we've all been there. And so we thought, why not just, you know, start this campaign? It's so simple to do. That's how it all came about.
Your motto is absolutely great, and it says it all. Not all of us can do great things alone, but we can do small things, with great love together. Chat to us about this organization and chat to us about, you know, how you've been able to spread that love.
Yeah, so basically, you know, the thought is this, that so many people do want to help, but they don't know how to, or they think that they need a lot of money or they need a lot of time. So the concept is to just make simple drives that are really easy for people to do and to be able to give back in a way that, you know, makes them feel included as well.
How many bags do you actually aim to collect? And, do you collect all types of school bags?
Yeah, so we actually do. Any type of school bag is fine. As far as the aim goes, you know, since this is actually our first drive, I have absolutely no expectation, if that makes any sense. I'm going to be so eternally grateful for any amount of bags that we can help kids with. Ideally, I would like to be able to help at least three schools and organizations within Durban, Cape Town, and Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm. And have you actually thought of actually expanding this to stationery and school uniforms for the children?
Yes, definitely we have. The school uniforms, you know, as you mentioned earlier, is a bit of a problem at this point. But it obviously will get easier. Each school is different, so we'd have to then earmark specific schools and be able to give them the uniforms that they need for their specific school, because obviously it's not standardized. We are looking to do a shoe drive as well in the new year.
Chatting this morning to Catherine Fassfeldt. She is the founder at Hands of Love, and we're chatting to her about a fantastic campaign which is called I've Got Your Bag campaign, and looking for school bags. So if you have old school bag, if your child is in matric at the moment and your child is just going to be leaving that school bag lying around gathering dust, or if your child has changed schools, or if you're just buying the child a new school bag, you can actually put that school bag to very good use. The ruling in terms of, parents who don't need to buy uniform any longer from specific suppliers and so on, this actually has got to be a victory for cash-strapped parents and schools alike. But your immediate thoughts on the need to ensure cheaper prices in school uniforms in the market, Catherine?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at that, it doesn't matter which school you go to. Each school has its own uniform. And I think that this ruling is actually just going to change things a lot. Parents should be able to buy the uniform from wherever they want to buy it. If they need to, they need to make it. They should be able to do that. I think it's disturbing for parents and children when they start the new year and they don't have the things that they need, the basic things that they need.
that's Hands of Love this morning chatting to us, and they want to equip South African learners with school bags and stationery. And you know, it's not only like, for instance, in the rural communities where you find children walking with a carrier bag, one of the retailer's bags to school with this bag filled with school. Yeah, in Cape Town, I mean, in the townships and in the areas, you find those children actually walking with bags, not because of anything, but because a bag these days, a school bag, a very good school bag, could set you back in the very least about 150 rand. And for a cash-strapped family with COVID, it becomes a very, very expensive thing to have. So where can listeners drop off their children's old school bags? And I do see that you've asked them to sort of clean it up nicely before they drop it off. Collections points in the different metro centres, Catherine?
So drop-off points in Cape Town is Karoo Century City High School and Bellville Technical High School. We are trying to get another school in the southern suburbs. If other schools would like to get on board and also be a drop-off point, that would be amazing. But so far, we've just got Karoo Century City and Bellville Technical High School.
And that's
in Cape Town.
That's in Cape Town, yes. And I see that you've got a caveat that they should actually clean the bags. What if the bags are actually already branded with a school logo? Does that really matter?
Do you know what? I think at this point, it doesn't really matter. If a kid has a bag, they have a bag, and that's what really matters. And I think that if schools do have a problem with that, then we will have to take that up, because it's unacceptable that a child comes to school with a plastic bag, instead of an actual bag that can carry all the stuff that they need.
Mm. That's Catherine Fersveld, Hands of Love founder, the drop-off points in Cape Town. Of course, one of them is the Kiro School at Century City, so you can drop off any of the old school bags. I think the Kiro schools close at about the 10th of December, so you have quite some time to do that.